on Mountain Jungfrau. You know, it's a warm reception. It's very close. So, yes, Hare Krishna, da bist du. Nice to see all of you. So, I want to also say we have a coming attraction. This evening we will show a theater play on the Bhagavad Gita. If it can somehow work out. So there's a big program today. And let me therefore just start immediately. Vishakha Priya, I was looking for someone like you. Maybe you can be at the entrance, and when devotees come in or guests, you can say there's so much space in here. You have to be very convinced that this is true, what you say. And then somehow see the empty spots which are there and request people to sit at the empty spots. Yeah? Oh, Krishna. Thank you. Wow, thank you. This garland, I can say, was made by Bharati. It has the Bharati art touch. Madhava Kunya Vihari Kunya Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Pijana Vallabha Giribarada Vallabha Giri Varadhari Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranyana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranyana Yamuna Tida Vanachari
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhu Pala Prabhu Pala Prabhu Pala Chila Prabhu Pala Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai,
Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Balade, Jaya Subhadra.
Hare Krishna, I welcome all of you to this Sunday feast. I should say we are, for those of you who are our guests for the first time, we will now hear a philosophical lecture for about, not much more than half an hour, 40 minutes. Then we will serve you a feast, and then we hope it's a pious dream, but I think it will come true that we will be able to present a theater play, the quality of Peter Brook's plays in the temple on the Bhagavad Gita, and then there will be this nice arrangement, the Yulan Yatra. During summertime, Lord Krishna is invited by his devotees to come on a swing, and then the devotees swing him because it's cooling, refreshing. It relieves him from the summer heat. So we have made already the arrangement, and I think this is very nice. We have a lotus pond with real lotus flowers. Looks like, at least. That will also be there. But for now, I would like to raise your attention on a very powerful tool which can help you to go deeper in your spiritual life and be also a little bit more successful in your spiritual life. A few notes here, so I will open my notebook. It is about Sankalpa. Sankalpa is something which I came across in the year 2005 when I had gone with a group of, it was an amazing group. We were altogether five people, and we were on a journey to the sacred mountain Kailash. Do you know, some of you know where that is? In Tibet, it's called the crown jewel of the Himalayas. Some celebrate it as the center of the planet Earth, others see it, as we see it, as the earthly home of Lord Shiva. A god lives there. Also, the Buddhists worship this particular mountain as the seat of Avalokiteshvara. Some Buddha with A. Avalokiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara. The Buddha. A very merciful Buddha, and it's sacred to people in Tibet. And as I was circumambulating, going around, this takes 3 days, around the sacred mountain, I saw from time to time Tibetans, somewhere I could see there were Buddhistic monks by the red robes which they had. Others were, I believe, simple farmers. And they did not walk around the mountain, but they paid their prostrated obeisances. Like they fell, took on their bellies, and then they rose where they had ended with their fingers, you know, and they went day and night without sleeping. This is a real physical feat. It's not easy to do that, because the road is not like a Swiss mountain path, you know, it's very rough terrain, very rough. So what they have is they have handshoes, it's really handshoes. It's made of wood like this, and then a little cloth over it, and then they touch with their hands, which are protected by the wood, like pantoffels, some like shoes, on the ground, and then they prostrate themselves. They also have a apron and a schürze of leather to protect them from the sharp stone. So then this way they can manage it. It's quite austere, and to go around this is maybe 60 kilometers. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. 60 kilometers, I think that's a little long. Maybe 40 kilometers, but that's long enough. And I remember I had one Sherpa with me. Well, I lost him on the way, but he was for some way with me. And I asked him if he could stop one of these monks and ask them, how are you able to do this? It's so cold. Sometimes there's snow falling, and they are falling maybe 5 million times on the ground like this. And the monk whom we asked said, Sankalpa. He only said this word. The power of Sankalpa. There was again the mystical word. Later, when I studied our own scriptures in depth, I found out many times that people who are on a spiritual path, they take a Sankalpa, and by the power of the Sankalpa, they become successful. Now you may ask yourself the question, what is this powerful thing which makes the monks circumambulate high up in the mountains, the sacred mountain? What is it that makes a monk successful? What could make me maybe successful? What is this Sankalpa? Sankalpa is a certain inner orientation. It has been often translated to be a vow, but that's not really what it is. It is something which you print into your subtle body, into your mind, like a stamp, and which stays there and operates from your unconscious self to protect you at times, to keep on your path, and to give you also the strength to do amazing things. The Sankalpa, however, is not just a vow. I want to do this. I want to circumambulate the sacred mountain. It's actually a declaration of intent. You declare your intent to God, and you asked him for his merciful help. And by his help, this your own desire or your own determination becomes successful. Not alone, not without divine help. Without divine help, without spiritual help, you can only do what you ordinarily can do. Maybe Raj can jump 1 meter 20. Nice, if you have a good kirtan in the background. But you can't jump 2.50 meters. But if you do a sankalpa and the Lord gives you his empowerment, at that time you will have the strength to go from 1.20 meters to 2.40 meters. That is one, oh, I'm so bad at mathematics, 1.20 meters more. It happens by divine strength. I would like to give you an old illustration from our tradition about a successful sankalpa. It involves a brahmana, an old monk. He had the desire to see one time before he would die the sacred deity of Badrinarayan up in the Himalayas. It's a sacred shrine, a sacred temple, and it lies above the snow border. In other words, 6 months out of a year, you cannot approach it because it's totally snowed over. And it's the temple of Badrinarayan. And in India, you know, people who are spiritually inclined think that one time in my life I must go to Badrinarayan. Has any one of you visited the sacred temple, if I may ask? I've also visited. Krishna's mercy. It's a long hike to go there, but nowadays you can take also a bus, but then it's not so good. It's better in old times, my dear devotees, it was really almost impossible to get there. There were only paths through the mountains, and the pilgrims would have to negotiate very difficult terrain. There would be tigers and leopards on the way, it would be really dangerous, and there would be little food to eat. So you would try to walk for one day, and then you would come to one of these chetties. Chetties means these places where there are beds, or not even beds, where you can roll out your sleeping gear and sleep for the night. But food, you would have to bring it with you, or have to buy it by some villagers, if you were lucky to meet villagers on the way. It was very, very difficult. So this brahmana had become very old. His body was really run down, no energy left. But he said, I must see this Lord, because if I see the Lord, Badrinarayan, this will be my last birth in this world. Samsara will end. So he was every day walking, sleeping in one of these chetties, and finally, after I think 1 month or 2 months even, he reached the temple, and he climbed the stairs up, at the many stairs. His hands were full of blisters, his feet were full of blisters. And now when he reached the temple door, at that moment, the priest came out and said, "Sorry, you came a little bit too late. We have to close the temple now for 6 months. The cold season is coming, the snow is coming." So the brahmana went, All this time I walked and walked and walked, and I could not, I barely survived, and now I've reached you, and you are closing the temple door right before my eyes. "Yes," said the priest, "God is not waiting for us. We have to wait for him. See you in 6 months. And he closed the temple door behind him. Now the Brahmin said, you don't understand, I won't live in 6 months. I'm at the end of my life. I will die very soon. This is my only chance. But the Brahmana looked at him and said, how often should I say? The priest looked at him. How often should I say, God is waiting not for us. We have to wait for him. So this Brahmana who had tried to reach the temple was so frustrated. He said, all this is a lie. I thought God is merciful, but the door is closed right before my eyes. I thought those who are devotees of my Lord, they are kind, and they are kalpa brikshas, means desire trees, who fulfill desires, but they are self-centered, they are egocentric and arrogant. I have lived my life in a religious hope which is, it's not working. So he ran, he took his last strength, and he started to stumble and then ran towards the Alakananda Ganga. This is a very, very fast flowing river. When you jump into this river, it means suicide. Hare Krishna, is there someone here who wants to do suicide this night? Don't do it. Also not the next night. Suicide is not good. You will end this body, but your torment, your pain will not end with suicide. It will continue after the body is taken away. So you better solve everything while you can in this life. So the Brahmana wanted to jump into the head first into the Ganga. All of a sudden there was a young man. He looked a little bit like Raj. Yes, and he said, stop, where are you going? The Brahmana said, I lived a lie, I trusted this Krishna, I trusted his devotees, but Krishna is cruel and his devotees are cruel. The young man said, wait a minute, why do you think like this? And the Brahmana told him his frustration. I have to wait for 6 months. Oh, said the young man, 6 months. Who told you? Tomorrow the temple is open. I will bring you tomorrow to the temple. No, the priest said he's closing the temple. The snow is now coming. And I am from here. Don't worry. I will bring you tomorrow to the temple. So the young man then took this pilgrim into a place. It was a cave. He lit a fire and he said to the Brahmana, to the pilgrim, we will just now spend the night here. It's nice and warm. Tomorrow I bring you to the temple. But, you know, it's so boring to sleep. Let's play a little chess. And he took out a blanket with checkers, you know, this quadratos, and he played chess. The pilgrim said, this Brahmin said, I don't play chess. I'm a pious person. I don't do gambling. Let's spend the night with chess, said the young man. And somehow the pilgrim felt, well, he helps me to get into the temple tomorrow. I will play chess. So they spent the whole night playing chess. In the morning, the pilgrim, this Brahmin pilgrim, felt very happy, very energized. A young man took him to a hot spring where he took his bath, and then he brought him to the steps of the temple. And the Brahmin, the priest, climbed up, not the priest, the pilgrim climbed up the steps, and there on the, you know, where the steps ended, the priest was. And he said, "Welcome! And he said, "See, I told you, you would see the deities. 6 months have passed, and you are still alive." "What's it? Brahmin, the pilgrim? 6 months? I spent just one night with some young men in a cave. There was fire." "No, no," said the priest. 6 months have passed. When you first came, I had to close the door, and afterwards I went into the valley and I thought all the time about you. Oh no, what if this old man dies? But I thought Krishna will take care of you. Now, after 6 months, you will be the first pilgrim who enters the temple." The Brahmana looked. "Where's this young man? Where's this young man? Young man! Young man!" But he could not find the young man. The Brahmana went into the pilgrim, The Brahmana went up the remaining stairs. He went into the temple and he looked at the deities. And there, behind the main deity, he saw the face of the young man. Then the Brahmin pilgrim understood. "I wanted to come to the temple before I die. And somehow I had prayed to the Lord. And the Lord had come as a young man and he had maintained my life for 6 months, and now he has invited me to come into the temple, and I have seen him. I have not only seen him as the deity made of stone, I saw him as a living, transcendental, nectarian, beautiful Lord." And he fainted in ecstasy, he fell down. When he fell down on the ground, he saw a transcendental airplane, not like this, Vimana they are called. It was descending into the court of the temple. There were four Vishnu Dutas, servants of the Lord, who waved him on board of the Vimana. And then this transcendental aircraft, not like this, the transcendental aircraft took him back to the spiritual world. This is one of the millions of stories about the power of Sankalpa. You can pronounce your determined desire, but you should never forget to add one little sentence in the end. "Krishna, if you so desire, then let this come to pass." It is this last sentence, or this last concept, this last idea, which makes a human desire into a blessed desire. That is, you give your desire into the hands of Krishna. And then Krishna can empower you, and you can become what you wish can become by his strength, by his mercy, a success. If you're successful without God's blessings, sometimes your success kills you. It is not at all favorable for your spiritual advancement. But if you are successful and you're in the fulfillment of your desire by the mercy and the sanction and the will of Krishna, then it is always for your good. This is very, very important to understand. So sankalpa means a devotee will sit in his life and he will go a little bit to a deeper place in his consciousness and he will identify what he really wishes in this human form of life. What is really his purpose? What is his dharma? What is his meaning here, his purpose? And then he will say, I would like to do such and such, and then Krishna, and then he will pray for the blessings of Krishna, who will make it possible. Like our pilgrim, our Brahmana, he was on his way to God. He wanted to see the deity in the temple, but he was not successful on his own. In fact, he was not unsuccessful. The priest sent him home. But because he had prayed to the Lord made an extra arrangement. So to say, he prolonged his life by 6 long months, and that in a cave in the Himalaya while outside the snowstorm raged. I have seen this many times in my life, that I have desired something and all of a sudden I desired something and I gave that into the hands of the Lord. I asked him for his blessings, and then all of a sudden Krishna found a way to fulfill that desire. All of a sudden Krishna found that, you know, circular road, how to make it possible. I know many devotees now in Germany want to have children and they can't get children, and a few devotees, not many, because somehow there's so much stress in the atmosphere, the biological situations are not the same as they used to be. And they come, how can we get a child? And I say, well, you have to, first of all, go deep. Why do you want to have a child? A child is not just a biological thing, you know, that the biological secretions come together. It's an individual person who comes, and you have to see why there is, and then you have to go to the Lord and put it before him, and then he will basically see if he wants to fulfill it, if it's good for you, or if it may be good for you after some time, or if it, whatever. This is very important, this divine factor. So I thought, because we are in a temple, this is a deeply spiritual place, no? We should do something spiritual. Can we be bold enough? Madhumati, do you think we can do something wild? Not wild. I think what we should do is, we should see if you can find a sankalpa and connect with the sankalpa. Is this a good idea? We are spiritual people, we might as do, no problem to do something spiritual. Good. Sit down in the direction of the altar. What is this? What? Sorry. Yeah. On what? No. Yes. I would just like to request all of you to look towards the sacred altar. Take a few deep breaths, please. And calm your mind. A good way to calm your mind is to look at the altar and focus your attention . Continue to breathe. This is a very sacred place. It's a very good day today. Julan Yatra starts. I would like you to see a little bit the bigger picture of your life. Yes, you have all your daily work. You have your pleasures and your pains. But for a moment, go into the bigger picture. And that is you are an eternal soul. Part of God, a part of Krishna. He is there as a friend who has been with you when you were in your mother's womb. He was with you when you were young and playful. He was with you when you were a teenager with many questions. He was with you when you had your first key for your apartment, own apartment. He will be with you when you're old. And even at the time when you will leave the body, he will be right by your side, a true friend. Is there anything which you would like to express to Krishna? Maybe a desire. Maybe something which you have not yet said. Is there anything you would wish to do? Something which you have not yet done in your life? Is there a relationship where you feel you can do better than you have done? Is there a deeper desire which you have not yet fulfilled or even looked at? As we sing now the holy names, present your desire to the Lord on the altar and ask for his sanction, his permission, his empowerment, his divine strength to make your desire come true. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for participating in this program. So far, we have not come to the end. We will now serve you our feast, and then, let's see how fast this goes. But soon there will be a theater play. Hopefully, we have to still create the space. But I have some idea, maybe something creative. I just wanted to end this lecture by saying it's a simple point, but please think about it in your life, how coming to a sankalpa means to dig a little bit deeper than your ordinary consciousness is. It means to touch something which is alive, behind all these many changing desires. Huh? Desires come and go, but there's always something behind it, something which drives it, something which we often don't really acknowledge so much. And digging a little deeper, don't be afraid to go a little deeper, finding that thing, and then praying to Krishna. Many times, the Lord fulfills this, because there is there's a principle here. Let me say it in Sanskrit and then I can translate it for you. Nityo nityananam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman. It means, amongst all those who are eternal, there's one supreme eternal. Amongst all those who are conscious, like we are conscious, there's one supreme consciousness. And since time immemorial, we can't remember when it started, this supreme eternal, the supreme conscious has been busy in fulfilling the desires of the many souls. Haribo! So, now, turn to the Lord. The black people in America have a song, Jesus on the Main Line. Jesus on the Main Line. You know, call him up and tell him what you want. A gospel is like this. And I think it's in all traditions. You just in Krishna consciousness, we don't tell him all these changing desires. Tomorrow it's this. Tomorrow I want to open a new Facebook page, and then afterwards I want to destroy that page. And it's not that. Go a little bit deeper, and then for certain, for sure, Krishna will be there. I thank you very much. Have a nice Sunday feast. Eat nicely. We want to feed you and see you later. Hare Krishna.